Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A clear night is settling over Israel, with mild temperatures making it pleasant to be outdoors. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying a gentle breeze, while Haifa remains calm and clear. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports that Brigadier General Effie Difrin criticized politicians for their comments on the Chief of Staff's warning letter regarding the suspension of deserter arrests. This was earlier today. Also, the IDF has announced the killing of three armed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. The military confirmed the completion of a significant operation targeting the terrorist villages of Bint Jebel and Ainata. This comes from JNS, reported 8 hours ago. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes that Bezalel Smotrich has faced criticism for his response to reserve organizations. Instead of engaging in dialogue, he criticized them. This report surfaced just 23 minutes ago. Separately, the Times of Israel details that Syria claims to have thwarted an attempt to smuggle advanced arms to Hezbollah from Iraq. The weapons included missiles and drones, aimed at supporting the Iran-backed group in Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News reports that hundreds of ultra-Orthodox protesters shut down a major route during rush hour. This incident occurred 40 minutes ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ziad Asali, a notable commentator, shared that a new poll shows Israeli opposition could defeat Netanyahu in the 2026 elections without Arab party involvement. He posted this 40 minutes ago. Meanwhile, I24NEWS English noted that Iranian media reports projectiles hitting the Keshma Island area. This was posted 43 minutes ago. John Spencer, a military strategist, emphasized that Iran's leaders must change their behavior to preserve the Islamic Republic's stability. He shared this insight 46 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF operation in southern Lebanon. Earlier today, the Israeli military confirmed it killed three armed Hezbollah terrorists. This action is part of a broader effort to secure the northern border by targeting terrorist villages like Bint Jebel and Ainata. The operation underscores continuing tensions with Hezbollah, impacting regional stability. Turning to the Syrian report on arms smuggling, Syria claims it prevented a shipment of advanced weapons destined for Hezbollah, reportedly coming from Iraq. This follows ongoing concerns about Iran's influence in the region. The Times of Israel highlights the potential escalation risk this poses for Israeli security. Meanwhile, Brigadier General Effie Difrin's criticism of politicians reflects the military's frustration over political interference. His comments come after backlash against the Chief of Staff's warning on deserter arrests. Israel Hayom suggests this could further strain civil-military relations in Israel. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Israel Aerospace Industries has introduced a new system named Hypnosis. It's designed to combat drone swarms using electronic warfare, offering a strategic edge without relying on missile interceptors. Separately, Keystone Power, a unit of Keystone, shows its intent to acquire Shikun and Binui Energy. Globes notes they've signed a term sheet for a significant credit line of 2 billion shekels, indicating major investment moves. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights L'Oreal, Israel's achievement in maintaining the top position in the MALA ESG index for 5 years. The company excels in the consumer products category, showcasing its commitment to sustainability and diversity. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.